Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert and very noisy race announcer from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. Today we are going to discuss what it takes to help your kids have a healthy day at school. And that doesn't just happen. There's things we can do to help prepare their bodies and their minds, and they're really simple steps. So I'm hoping that you'll pick up a few golden nuggets that really make a difference for your child or your grandchild, or maybe even the kids that you teach. You know, encouraging them to do a little better. These healthy habits will go a very long way. And my kids are now grown, 20 and 18. So they rely a little less on me, but I'm still coaching them up with the healthy habits. And they're still, that coaching, that guidance is still having an impact. And hopefully as a parent, as a grandparent, those opportunities never end, right? We're going to continue to lean in and help these kids, even if they're grown-ups, because we love them so much. Let's discuss the school day a little bit. Is school day can be, 6 to 9 hours? And if your kids are in aftercare or before care, even longer. So it's a long time for them to be away and a long time for them to be alert and on their best behavior. And there's certainly some stresses that come involved in being at school, not all negative, but just the stress of learning, the stress of being around different people that aren't your family members, friends, maybe some people that aren't so nice, having the stress of impressing your teacher, the principal, others. And then, of course, sitting down for a really long time. Boy, these kids at all grades are sitting in chairs for a painfully long time. And I say painfully, and I mean it, because sitting down so long is not good for your body. But then there's also opportunities to exercise and get active indoors and outdoors. And there's things we can do to make that all of those situations better. Before I get into this, I need to remind you, if you haven't done so already, please like, subscribe to my channel. And if you feel the passion to write a review or share the episode, that would make me really happy as well. Please and thank you very, very much. Okay, so we're going to start with your child getting a great night's sleep. We know as adults, if we are tired, if we did not sleep well, we do not function well, right? We're not at our best at work. We're certainly not great to live with. We're not very kind. We're not likely to exercise. So everything in our life deteriorates if we are not sleeping well. So do whatever it takes to foster a healthy sleep environment for your children. Make sure that they have a cozy bed. Make sure that they do not bring, you haven't set up a TV in the room and they're not bringing in their laptop, their tablet, their phones, because, you know, kids will stay up till the wee hours of the night, just social media or whatever, right? So you got to keep them unavailable to your children and not allow them to be a deterrent. And my kids still don't have TVs in the room. My daughter's off at college. She has no television in her room. And it's the greatest thing, because when she goes to bed, she actually goes to sleep more nights than not. I'm sure there's a couple nights where she, you know, tosses and turns a little bit, but that lie down in a dark room when a cozy place really goes a long way. And if you say, well, Fitz, they already have it. Okay. It's okay to do better. You know, I do a lot of keynote presentations. Sometimes they're for corporations and sometimes they're for schools and families. And, you know, as a parent, it's okay to change course. When you know better, you're obligated to do better. And so whether it's with food or with exercise or with these computers in the room, for you to be able to say, honey, you know what? I've screwed up and I've learned a little bit more. And I don't think it's really beneficial for you to have a TV or a tablet in your room. So we're gonna take those out. I'm gonna let you keep them on your tablet on the weekends, but we're gonna move you away from that soon. So you don't have to go like cold turkey, harsh right away, but you can make progress and you can do better. And I think owning up to a mistake and committing to do better is a really, really big step. Make sure they have a wonderful sleep environment, comfortable clothing, and that doesn't have to be expensive. I'm not saying you need to go buy silky sheets and silky PJs for your kids, but Just make sure they're comfortable, they're well fed, they brush their teeth, and they have a good little routine. You know what? Up until recently, and only because my son goes to sleep way later than I do, I have sang their, each have their own song. I've sung to them probably 95% of the nights they've been alive. I still sing to them. And Ginger once told me, my 20-year-old, she told me once, she said, "Don't sing to me, I'll fall asleep." So it has a sedative effect on her. So create habits, whether you read a book or sing a song or just have a conversation, whatever it is, make sure these kids have a great night's sleep. And if you'll look online, you'll find guidelines. But I think for most school-age children, the ideal amount of sleep per night is 9 to 12 hours. Their little growing bodies, even teenagers, it takes a lot of work to develop a human. I experienced that when I was pregnant. I thought, gee whiz, creating a spinal column is tiring. I was always tired. But, you know, the work doesn't end just when the kid leaves your womb, right? They're out on their own and they're still developing. And, you know, maybe as teenagers, they're growing different parts or different hairs or whatever. It takes work, right? So just make sure they get plenty of rest. Do whatever you can and create a quiet environment in the house that isn't going to lure them out of their rooms. All right, next step is to make sure they have a nutritious breakfast. I was raised on Frankenberry, right? Frankenberry and Fruit Loops. And I know my mom was doing her best, but that really wasn't the way to go. And so the rules of nutrition stand throughout the day. And sometimes people say, well, breakfast food is unhealthy. Yeah, a lot of it is. But you're looking for protein, which you can have with your eggs, well, I hate to promote bacon and sauces because it's processed meats and they're carcinogens, right? The WHO has labeled processed meats as a class one carcinogen, meaning you're more likely to have cancer if you consume processed meat. So let's remove those. But can you have a chicken breast in the morning? Yes. Can you have nuts? Can you have beans? Can you have eggs? Yes, you can. So choose lean protein sources that are not processed. Choose fruits, choose vegetables, get some sort of starchy carb that's beneficial. Potatoes are a fantastic choice. Whole grains. So you can be diverse, you can mix it up, but make sure it's good choices. You're not just giving them a white bagel covered with butter and sugary jelly. Do better. It will make a difference. And as you know, so many adults, when they get a cold, they start saying, "Oh, I need to get some vitamin C. I'm getting a cold." Okay. Well, that nutrition matters every single day. That nutrition can work for you, make your brain work better, make your body function better, make you more alert, more productive every single day. If you prioritize it. You don't have to be perfect, but you should be damn good, especially when it comes to your children. So let's do a little shopping. Let's get some better stuff. And you don't have to worry about, oh, fruit is too expensive. No, go get some frozen fruit, right? Frozen vegetables, frozen produce. You can always find that as a buy one, get one in the grocery store. There quite often has more nutrition than fresh produce because fresh produce will lose quality in transportation. Our frozen fruits and vegetables are usually frozen on site after they've been picked. And then that nutrition is maintained during transportation. So get fruit, get produce on sale. I'm a big sale shopper and I know you can find nutritious foods. Know that Cheez-Its are $3.52 a box and, you know, a container of ice cream is $5. You're willing to spend money on the yucky stuff, spend money on the nutrition stuff. And then pack them a healthy lunch. Right? That matters too. You're going to start them off right with lots of energy and fuel provided by their breakfast. Lunch should be the same. Schools, I think they're often doing their best, but make sure you know what's on the menu before you send them in with $2.50 to buy the school lunch. If not, pack it. Pack a healthy lunch. And does it require effort? Oh, you bet you can. It does. I have packed more school lunches than I care to mention, but it was the right thing to do for my children and their taste. Their preferences often varied. You know, one time Parker would be saying he really wanted a whole grain peanut butter sandwich. And then 2 weeks later it was, "I don't want any more of those. I'm sick of them. Make me a grilled chicken breast." And okay, I'll do whatever it takes. Parenting is hard work, but yeah, nutrition for breakfast, nutrition for lunch, and also healthy snacks. And again, you can put some of the fun stuff in there, but make sure the majority of items you give them are good. I always lean on fruit in its casing. You can throw 3 tangerines in a bag in the backpack. It's easy to peel and easy to eat. Bananas are easy to peel. Apples just need to be rinsed off in their classroom. And there's a lot of healthy foods that are grab and go, right? Choose that. Also, make sure they stay hydrated by sending them with a reusable water bottle. Funny, when my daughter was in first grade, she started getting headaches. was like, I don't know what's going on. And we met with her teacher, and then we met with someone in the main office. Oh, no, we met with the pediatrician. The pediatrician says, does she have water at school? And I said, no, I mean, there's a water fountain. She says, send her in with a water bottle, a refillable water bottle, and that cured the headaches. It also cured some hunger pains. Dehydration leads to hunger pains. And of course, your whole body relies on being properly hydrated at all times. In fact, our bodies are more than 60% water. Our muscles, our lungs, our organs, our everything is over 60% water. So make sure they get plenty of it. And if you want them to have a good day and learn, they need it for their brains. So healthy food, water, 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 water. Okay, hydration. Morning exercise. So know that once you drop them off at school, even though there may be some intermissions for PE once a week or recess, they're going to be sitting down. Their poor little bodies that were designed for activity, even your teenager, those bodies are designed for motion. They're going to be pinned down in a seat for hours on end. And I just think that's cruel and inhumane. And so start the day right. And so you can start the day by doing exercise together. Maybe your teenager or your little child, you want to do a boot camp class on YouTube. You're going to get up and you're doing 10 minutes of vigorous workout. You're going to practice dancing. You're just going to lie down on the living room floor and do some wonderful stretching before the day begins. You're going to walk or ride your bike to school or do a scooter, right? Those are really good ways to start their day, get their bodies moving. Now, part of my business is the Morning Mile. I think it's 13 years old now, and the Morning Mile is probably the most important thing I've ever done professionally. It will be the thing I want on my tombstone one day. It is a before school walking running program that allows 100% of the student body to start their day in an active way with fun music and friends. So even the kids that are dropped off in cars, dropped off on the bus, or whether they walk to school or not, they get to go 30 something minutes before school and they do laps. There's music playing. They get to hang out with their friends. They can run really fast. They can walk really slow. And then we play music and we have a system of rewards. So there's no coaching, no choreography. There's some other running programs that you only have to be a certain gender or you have to pay a whole bunch to participate. Morning Mile is not like that. It's free for all the children. And it's just come on out. Start your day with walking and running. Almost everybody knows how to do it. And if you're a child that has a disability, a physical disability, and you can't walk around, you're more than welcome to participate in your chairs. That has been a game changer for, I'm going to say probably at this point, millions of children across the country and beyond, because now they come out sometimes 100, 300 kids on a field every morning, walking and running. Their parents are walking and running with them. The bus driver, the principal, the music teacher, their teachers come out and exercise. And it's such a simple thing to do. Now, of course, when I designed the program, I purely had healthy bodies in mind. I was thinking heart, lungs, weight management, all of those things that come with healthy bodies. And the first two bits of feedback I got from school professionals were very eye-opening. First of all, the principal came and said, Fitz, oh, I'm so grateful for the Morning Mile. Now that all these kids are on campus before school starts, way before, they all show up at class on time. So you have completely obliterated our issue with tardiness. And I thought, oh, well, that's an unintended consequence I'm really happy about. Thank you for sharing. And then shortly after, one of the third grade teachers comes running down the hall and she tackles me with a hug and she says, I love you. And I say, okay, well, what did I do? And she said, my Morning Miler, she said, my third grade boys finally will sit still in class. They go out and they run or walk for 30 minutes. They show up, they're calm. They are not touching each other. They are ready to learn. They're functioning higher when it comes to academics and they are behaving better. I've given out no referrals since the Morning Mile started. So before school activity matters. And hopefully if you don't have the Morning Mile, reach out, morningmile.com. I'll help you get it started. But if not, if you've got a kid, especially one with ADHD or ADD or problems going on, behavioral problems at school, get them moving in the mornings. It will make a tremendous difference, not only for their body, but their mind, their behavior, their academic prowess. It all goes together. So exercise, get your mornings active and you can dance around, turn on music and just make it a fun environment, right? All right. The other thing I want you to do before they go to school is put on sunscreen. Boy, don't we wish our parents had made us start wearing sunscreen daily before the wrinkles and the freckles and all the things kicked in. So just because your kid at school, when they go out for recess or PE, that sun is still affecting them. So many parents forget that their child is going to be running around outside for 30 minutes. No sun protection at all. So put it on them. put it on their face. I keep the spray bottles of sunscreen at my front door. Now, of course, I live in Florida, but the sun, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, also shines in Minnesota. It shines in Canada. It shines in Washington State. There is sun near you. So it's a simple habit to get in. It's one of those really high quality habits that your child will benefit from. And I mean, of course, they'll be less likely to have the wrinkles and the freckles later on in their life and all those sun splotches on their face, but they'll be less likely to have skin cancer, and that could be lethal. And there's children who have skin cancer. Believe it or not, there are children who get diagnosed with skin cancer. So it's just a really smart thing to do to protect them. And hopefully they take that habit and they carry it with them. My children do, and I'm so grateful for it. But yeah, right. It's a simple thing. You wash your face, you brush your teeth, you put on your sunscreen, you spray your arms and legs before you get in the car or go out the door, and then boom, you're good. I keep the spray bottles at my front door. I also keep bug spray there, but again, I'm in Florida. All right. The other thing in the morning is you could create a calm, happy environment. I'm not sure exactly what all your kids are walking into at school each day, and hopefully it's a loving, warm, comfortable environment. But I was a teenager, and sometimes things were downright hostile and mean. And so the opportunity for them to start their day in a peaceful place with someone who loves them desperately can go a long way. The fact that even if they are in a wonderful, warm, loving environment, maybe just their academics are burdening them. Perhaps they have some stress over a test that day. Some kids, even the brightest kids, stress over performance. Start that day and let them know you love them. You're going to have a great day. You know, maybe give them some tips if you've got an introvert on your hand. One of my children was a serious introvert. And so I would say things like, you know what, today I'm going to give you a goal to compliment 5 people on their shoes. Something simple, something productive, and it gave him a conversation starter. Maybe you can find someone who went to SeaWorld on vacation. Can you find which child did that? And so he had an opportunity to talk to other people, and I gave them prompts, conversation starters, and then at the end of the day, we would discuss those things. So just let them know you love them, you're rooting for them, and you can't wait to see them at the end of the day. Give them as many hugs as you can give and as many as they'll tolerate. But yeah, I think starting off that day in a loving way with some calming exercise and some kind words will go a long way. All right. Teach them time management. If they know that it takes 45 minutes to do their homework every night, teach them how to build that homework, that time into their evening so it doesn't get away from them. I was actually pretty bad at that. And I would forget to do homework. I wouldn't do it until I went to bed and I would think, oh my God, I forgot my spelling homework or whatever it was. And so talk to your kids about, you know, you come home from school, you've got an hour to play. You've got an hour to unwind, perhaps. Maybe they're going to listen to music and take a nap, or they're going to draw, or they're going to play with the dog. But after that hour, they're going to get their homework done. And then they're going to eat dinner, and then they've got 2 more hours to play or have fun or do sports or whatever it is. Work with them on time management. Those skills don't come naturally to most of us. We have to learn that they're a priority and then learn how to get it done. And, you know, children are like puppies. Puppies will do what you tell them to do as long as you tell them to do it, right? It takes practice. You got to keep steering them to go potty outside, but they eventually learn. Many puppies are crate trained, right? That becomes, you know, some of us look at a crate and we think, oh, how abusive. You put your dog in a crate. And then so many people have a crate in their home and their dog views it as their special room, their special space. They want to be in there. So perception is everything. So you're going to have to lean in and teach them. But if you provide those guardrails, they will feel safer and they will get their work done, and they will be alleviated of the stress that comes along with not getting your homework done, because boy, did I have that. When your children come home from school, have conversations, ask how things went, give very specific questions, not just how did your day go, but what was the funniest thing that happened today? What was your least favorite part of today? That might give them an opportunity to tell you, well, so-and-so said something mean, or they got a bad grade, or whatever. They had a headache because they weren't drinking enough water, whatever it might be. But if you ask specific questions and you change them up day to day, your kids are going to get in the habit of talking to you. And then you can leave an open-ended question. Is there anything else you want to share from your day? You'd be surprised what you'll hear if you ask those questions, specific questions and open-ended questions. But it's important, obviously, that they know that no matter what happens at school, good, bad, or ugly, that they can talk to you about it. And you love them no matter what, and you'll help them through it, right? Right? Don't I sound like Pollyanna? But I talk to my kids. I love them desperately. Sometimes I laid down the law and they had to be in timeout or lose privileges and so forth, but they always knew where I stood and I always stood behind them, right? And if they did something wrong, we would have to learn about making apologies. And that's the other thing is, if you teach your child how to apologize, if somebody pegs them at school and says, hey, you did blank to me, if they did it, they'll say, I'm sorry, you're right, I apologize and I won't do that again. That's a great skill. Gosh, we could probably spend hours talking about having a great day at school, right? But it's not only the physical health, but it's the mental health too. The ability to handle yourself, apologize, bring in an adult if something's gone wrong, all of those things will go a long way. Yeah, post-school, that wind down time is essential. I actually, you know, so many of these kids, they go to after school, and after school they're having fun, they're playing games, they're chilling with their friends. One of the things I think is, boy, that would be a long day, right? That would be a very long day, even if they're having a lot of fun and it's a wonderful, safe place for them to be while their parents are out. So, you know, just even 20, 30 minutes of, we're going to sit and pet the cat. We're going to sit and play guitar or whatever it is. Wind down time means a lot for them. Adults, we ask for that. We go, I just need a break. I need to sit on the couch. I need to do nothing. I don't think most kids have that ability to express the need to wind down. So give it to them. We're just going to chill out. And then we're going to go outside and blow bubbles, or we're going to blow up balloons and hit each other with them. Whatever works for you. The next thing after school, hopefully every last one of your kids is involved in a sport and a club. Club for friendship, for learning new activities, for, you know, becoming expert on certain topics. Sports for working their minds, working their bodies, for learning how to be a good leader, to learning how to be a great follower, to learn how to win, learn how to lose, to have all of these incredible emotions and manage them, right? So sports and clubs I truly believe in. But at the end of the day, I want to get your kids going, get them up, get them active, whether you go roller skating together or you play basketball together or racquetball or pickleball, or you run or you have dance class or gymnastics. All of those things matter for venting out physical pent up stress. It could be good stress, bad stress, whatever. It's getting rid of that emotional stress, and then physical needs. It's building that strong, healthy body. We don't want them to just grow taller. We want them to develop with skills and coordination and capabilities. And hopefully they're stronger at 9 than they were at 8 and so forth. So get them involved in physical activities at night. And to sum things up, if you do that, they are more likely to sleep well, right? And that's exactly where we started this conversation. Almost all of our success in life can be attributed to having a good night's sleep, right? And many of our failures came from a really bad night's sleep. It all goes hand in hand. I appreciate you listening. And if you do have kids, I know I'm preaching to the choir on how important they are, but sometimes there's things we haven't thought of. You know, a lot of people aren't thinking about sunscreen, aren't thinking about a refillable water bottle, but those things can go a long way. Let's just give them their best start, right? And every day is an opportunity for a new start. And if you do a great job of instilling healthy habits in them from the start, like those kindergarten habits become sixth grade habits, become ninth grade habits, become college freshman habits, they will carry those wonderful habits you taught them throughout the rest of their life. What a great triumph that would be, right? Is you taught your kids some good stuff and it stuck with them, and now their entire life is better for it. I think so. Thanks for listening. I love you guys. If you haven't done so already, click like, click subscribe so you can hear my big mouth come back to you going blah, blah, blah in the future. And also, I have recorded over 130 something episodes of the Fitness Show thus far. So go back. You'll see some fantastic interviews. Gosh, have I talked to a bunch of interesting people. There's some really fun, funny race stories from Rudy and I, our time together on the road, and I mean, just so on. So hopefully your listening won't end here. Backtrack. I can yammer in your ear every hour for many weeks if you let me. And I'll see you next time. Get to work, guys. I love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.